We continued to look at the panorama around our Amtrak with no thought of immediate danger as we came up out of the water. The tailgate banged down. We calmly picked up our gear and walked down to the beach. A short distance down the beach on our right, the mouth of Bishigawa emptied into the sea. This small river formed the boundary between the Army divisions of the 24 Corps to the south and the 3rd Amphibious Corps to the north of the river. On our side of the mouth of the river, on a promontory jutting out into the sea, I saw the remains of the emplacement containing the big Japanese gun that had concerned us in our briefings. The seawall in our area had been blasted down into a terrace-like rise a few feet high, over which we moved with ease. We advanced inland, and I neither heard nor saw any Japanese fire directed against us. As we moved across the small fields and gardens onto higher elevations, I could see troops of the 6th Marine Division heading toward the big Yontan airfield on our left. Jubilation over the lack of opposition to the landing prevailed, particularly among the Peleliu veterans. Our new replacements began making remarks about amphibious landings being easy. Lieutenant General Simon Bolivar Buckner, Jr., USA, commanded the 10th Army in the assault against Okinawa. Left, north of the American landing, was the 3rd Marine Amphibious Corps, led by Major General Roy S. Geiger, which consisted of the 1st and 6th Marine Divisions, with the latter on the left. To the right, south, landed the Army's 24th Corps, commanded by Major General John R. Hodge, and made up of the 7th and 96th Infantry Divisions, with the latter on the far right. Backing up the 24th Corps was the 77th Infantry Division, with the 27th Infantry Division afloat in reserve. Across the island stood the 2nd Marine Division, which had conducted an elaborate full-scale feint at the southeastern beaches. Altogether, Lieutenant General Buckner had 541,866 men at his disposal. Of the 50,000 troops ashore on D-Day, the 4 assault divisions lost only 28 killed, 104 wounded, and 27 missing. The plan of attack called for the 4 divisions to cross the island, cutting it in two. The Marines would then turn left and move north to secure the upper two-thirds of the island, while the Army forces wheeled right into line and proceeded south.